Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The group Lawyers Helping Survivors of Child Sex Abuse is urging the New York Archdiocese to remove a priest who's been accused of sexually assaulting two boys decades ago. WCBS reporter Alex Silverman is following this story. Alex, you met with the accused priest today. Who is he?
His name is Father Lawrence Quinn, and these accusations come from two men through their attorneys who had a news conference today outside the Archdiocese headquarters. They claim that back in the 1990s, for a period of several years, Father Quinn abused them. One was 5 years old. One was 12 years old when it started. One was an altar boy. One was working to become an altar boy when this allegedly happened. And this was when Father Quinn was assigned to a parish in the Bronx, Our Lady of Mercy, in the Fordham neighborhood.
You managed to track down Father Quinn today.
Yes, I went to the parish where he's now assigned, Our Lady Queen of Martyrs, in the Inwood neighborhood of Upper Manhattan. It is a parish with an elementary school. I walked into the rectory, and as I sat there waiting for Father Quinn to come down, there were kids playing outside the window of the rectory. He came down the stairs. He was rumpled in his street clothes, bearded, walking slow with age. Invited me into an elevator and up to his living room, which was cluttered with a lot of material. He lit up a cigarette, and then I asked him about these allegations, and he said he knew nothing about it. He said it came out of the clear blue sky, and he's never abused anyone. I asked him several times, and he said, "I've never had sex with anyone since I was born, man or woman. I couldn't abuse anyone." Those were his words when I asked him to respond to these allegations.
Any response from the Archdiocese?
Yes, we reached out because the attorneys for the accusers are wondering why. The whole point of this news conference was to call on the Cardinal and the Archdiocese to remove him from active service in the church because he still has access to parishioners and potentially to children. So I asked the Archdiocese what the status is of these complaints that were made as part of the Victims Compensation Fund as early as 2 months ago. And a spokesman for the Archdiocese said that they don't typically comment on specific cases, but there were no prior complaints against Father Quinn, and their usual course of business in these cases is to allow time for the district attorney to investigate before taking any action against the priest, so as not to potentially, you know, tip the priest off that something is going on. But the attorneys argue that in a case where the priest is still in ministry and still potentially exposed to children, action should be taken right away.
WCBS reporter Alex Silverman.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.